Okay.
Okay, Graham here at Defrag 2010. Second day, lunch hour is wrapping up here, and I'm at the Atlassian booth, one of the sponsors of this fine event, and I'm with Matt Hodges. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing well, Graham.
Thanks. And tell us again what your title or function is with the company.
I'm the product marketing manager for Confluence, which is our enterprise wiki product.
Yeah, great. And you've been with the company for how long, did you say?
Just over 2.5 years now.
Yeah. And started in Sydney.
That's right. That's where the accent comes from. Started in Sydney back in 2008 and was working in the sales team over there. And then Jay Simons, our VP of marketing, asked me to move over to San Francisco to join the marketing team.
Very cool. Yeah. And how long ago did you move?
September last year.
So how do you like it so far?
It's great. Yeah, I love it here. I think I'll be here for a while as long as my visa can keep me here at least.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, and being from Oz myself a long, long time ago, I always like to see Australian companies coming to the United States, and you guys have sure been one of the best examples that I've seen, and not just coming to the United States, but globally, because you have another office in Amsterdam, right?
Correct. Yeah, we've got about 12 people over in Amsterdam at the moment, and over the next year, we're really heavily focusing on growing our business over in Europe.
Oh, you have. Okay, so about how many people do you have in Sydney and about how many in San Francisco?
Wow, we've been hiring a lot of people over the last year. So off the top of my head, total, we've got about 250 employees.
Yeah.
Our headquarters is in Sydney, Australia, and that's where most of our development teams and product management is located. And there's about now, I'd say, 140 people there. And then you have about 80 people in San Francisco, and that's mostly customer service and support and product marketing and marketing.
Yeah.
And then over in Amsterdam, you've got some customer advocates and some support guys over there, and it's about 10 people at the moment.
Yeah, cool. Well, tell us about Confluence. It's been out there for some time now, give us an idea of number of customers and what types of customers and that sort of thing.
Sure. So Confluence we released back in 2004. The company was originally founded in 2002, and we released Confluence in 2004, and since then it's been our second most popular and well-performing product. We've got just over 9,000 customers now.
Wow.
Across various different industries, from academia to banks to startups like Zynga. So a vast range of customers across the globe.
Some big tech companies too, probably using it, right?
Yeah, probably some that I'm probably not allowed to mention.
Oh, you know, the most interesting thing that I read about on your site is the use of it by technical writers for documentation.
Certainly.
It's just amazing stuff there.
Yeah, I mean, we use it internally for documentation. Yes. So if you were to evaluate one of our products, the installation guide is actually written in Confluence, and it's a public-facing site. But a number of our customers use it for that purpose, because we offer a 10-user license for $10. So if you're a small team with less than 10 technical writers, you can get a great publishing tool or authoring tool for your documentation for $10.
Yeah, I can't imagine why any startup wouldn't use that, you know, any software startup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that we've sold, of those starter licenses across all of our portfolio, we've sold over 65,000 of those starter licenses.
Wow.
So it's been very successful for us. And all of the money that we raise is donated to a charity called Room to Read.
Say that again?
It's Room to Read.
Is that in Australia? Or
it's actually founded here in the United States by a gentleman by the name of John Wood. Founded 10 years ago. He was a senior executive at Microsoft. And he went on a trip one day to a place where he said was the only place he couldn't hear Steve Ballmer screaming at him. And so while trekking in Nepal, he visited a lot of schools and was really saddened and shocked at the lack of educational resources they had. So he was really driven to help and quit his job and put together a team it's a global team that works with rural villages to help them create sustainable solutions to their educational challenges. And that company's foundation is now called Room to Read. And it's a great foundation, and we're really happy to be able to help them.
And you're supporting that with a percentage of your revenues, or is that how you do it? Or?
All the revenue that we generate from sales of our starter licenses, so every single dollar of that $10 goes to Room to Read.
Wow, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, I remember Jay's talk yesterday, Jay Simons, about your Movember thing. Uh-huh. Tell us about that. What's that all about?
So Movember is...
Movember.com.
So not November.
For Mohawk, right?
Mustache.
For mustache.
That's right.
Okay.
So it's a great way for men and women, if they want to promote men's health by growing a mustache in the month of Movember. And everyone has a donation page at Movember.com. Where you get your friends and family to support you for the cause by giving you some money towards, in Australia, it's towards the Cancer Council.
Okay, I wonder.
It's raising awareness
okay.
for okay. men's health, specifically prostate cancer.
Okay.
And here in the United States, a portion of the money goes to the Live Strong Foundation, which Lance Armstrong founded.
Oh, okay.
So great. A bunch of us in the office, there's about 40 of us across all our offices in Sydney, Amsterdam, and San Francisco. Are growing mustaches for the month of November.
Yeah, and so. Jay too, I know.
Jay too, and our co-founder, Scott Farquhar, made a bold bet. He said that if we were to raise $10,000, he would shave his head bald. But if we were to raise $15,000, he would actually get a mohawk and have a double mohawk. So he'd have a mustache and a mohawk.
Oh, yeah.
And what's funny about that is on December 1st, it's very likely that he'll be accepting an award from the Prime Minister of Australia at the Australian Export Awards.
Wow.
So he'll have a double mo for that, hopefully.
I want to see that photo when that happens, you
yeah.
know.
Oh, it'll be up on our website.
I've got a pretty good idea you guys will hit that 15K.
Yeah, we're at about 13,000 now, so we're very close.
Wow, yeah. Wow. Well, tell us, what else do you want to talk about besides Confluence and anything else that's... been happening with you guys lately? Or?
Well, a lot of customers know us because of our issue tracker, Jira.
Yes.
So
J-I-R-A, Jira, mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's our issue tracker, and that's used by over 11,000 customers around the globe.
Yeah. Wow.
From anywhere to bug and issue tracking for a software development team to raising help desk tickets for someone using it for support.
Yeah.
That's where most people hear about us
because
as part of our what we call the Atlassian Foundation, we allow open source projects to use any of our products free of charge.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will come across Jira because they're working on an open source project and then come to Atlassian and learn about all of our other tools.
Sure.
So that's been a very successful approach for us. And Mike and Scott, our co-founders, have always been about giving back to the community.
Yeah.
We use a lot of open source components in our tools, so that was one way that we could give back. And I guess another thing which has been really exciting over the past 6 months is back in July, we secured a round of funding from Excel Partners.
Yeah, a big
to
one.
To help us grow. So,
did I hear this was the biggest software investment they've ever made?
Correct, yeah. They've funded the likes of Facebook before, so it was very exciting for us to get them on board and help us grow over the next 3 years.
Yeah, and it was the first outside money or VC money Atlassian has ever taken, right?
That's right. Mike and Scott originally started the business back in 2002, university dropouts.
Yeah, were they dropouts?
They were dropouts.
The classic Bill Gates, Steve Jobs kind of route, huh? Yeah.
And they started with a line of $10,000 of credit, and that's all the money they've ever borrowed, and we've been profitable ever since.
Wow, what a story. Well, and I got to ask you, with you guys being from Australia, a lot of you have to be surfers. Does that include you?
Actually, most of us are bike riders.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of cyclists in the company. And one of the perks of working at Atlassian is, we've got an amazing office in Sydney and here in San Francisco.
Anywhere near, like, Bondi Beach, or where is it in Sydney?
We're right in the heart of the CBD,
In
the Central Business District.
Okay.
And we're only about 15 minutes drive from Bondi Beach, so we're not too far.
So there must be some surfers in the group.
Certainly are,
It's such a major sport down there,
That's right.
Yeah, but you're into the bike riding, the mountain biking?
Mostly road biking.
Oh, okay.
I would say maybe 30% of Atlassians ride their bike to work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we have a room where everyone can store their bike and shower, so you can have a shower once you get to the office.
Yeah.
Just another way that we can, help make the environment better.
Yeah. Well, it's great meeting you guys, and I certainly wish you the best, and hope I can run into you again one of these days soon, and I suppose I'll head back into the sessions, which are getting started up again. So thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Graham.
Talk to you later.